Okay, we're picking up for the Gemara, four lines from the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Beis. We are continuing the discussion of the time when it's usher to do work. So the Gemara asks, "V'ema mitira." Maybe we should assume that the issue of working, the issue against working on a public fast day, is only going to be from the afternoon. Just as we mentioned that the gathering together is going to be done in the afternoon. So the Gemara now says, "Amar Rav Shishi b'Rei Rav Idi." Rav Shishi says, "In the Rav Idi, misayeh le'le Rav Huna." This actually would give a proof to the support of Huna. Demar Mitzafra Kinufa, who says that in the morning of a fast day, the gathering of the people in the shul is going to start. So seemingly, that's going to be when they go to shul. So the Gemara says, then, Heichi Avdidah, so what's going to be done in the morning? So how does the procedure of a fast day go about? So it says, Gemara Amar Abaye, Mitzafra Ad Palgad Yomer, from the morning until Chatzos. We look around, Rashi says, you look at the financial dealings of the town, have people been honest with each other, and the stuff, and does anyone need money, had money stolen that needs to be paid back, things like that. That's what they're taking care of, because obviously a gzera is happening on them for a reason. So we have to do, that's the whole purpose of a fast. The Rambam writes this way, that the whole purpose of a fast is to be, or things or troubles and sorrows happening to Klal Yisrael, is that we fast and do introspection and figure out that things are happening that Hashem wants us to do tshuva. Mikanva Eilech, and so after that, Revia Dioma. So the first, third quarter of the day, Karinan Bisipra Vav Torah. So we're going to read from the Sefer Torah, and we do Av Torah just like we do with Manazer, right? We read Vayichal, and we lay in Dirsha Hashem Yimatzov in Yeshayahu. We read the Haftorah as well. Mikan ve'elech, so the last part of the day, ba'inan rachme, we ask Hashem for mercy. Shenemar, the pasuk says in Nehemiah, that this is talking about the fast that were instituted by Ezra and Nehemiah. Ve'yakumal alamdam, ve'yukruba sefer Torah Hashem elokeichem, revi'es hayom, revi'es misvadim ishtachavim, la'ashem elokeichem. So the pasuk says that they stood in their place, and they read from the sefer of Torah Hashem for one quarter of the day. One quarter of the day, they did a confession and daven to Hashem, their God. So the Gemara says, ipuch ana. So the Gemara says, but wait a second, though. So why don't we reverse the order based on the fact that the pasuk doesn't specify which half of the day was done for Torah and tefillah? So why are we doing it that you first, why don't you daven first and then do the Torah and tefillah? So Gemara says, because lo sakal deitach, that shouldn't enter your mind. Dechsiv, the pasuk is written with regards to Ezra. It's talking about when Ezra saw the extent of the intermarriage in Eretz Yisrael that was going on. People were marrying the goyim during the gola. He tore his garments. He pulled out his, he brought his hair. He was stunned. He was very upset about what happened. He was showing how sad he was. The pasuk says he gathered from everybody who's listened to the word of Hashem regarding what the people are violating the halachas over here. And the pasuk continues, and it's also written, from my tainus I came, that end of the time of my tainus, at the evening time I rose from my fast, I got up, and that this time at Ezra, he came up, meaning that he started davening while obviously still fast. He didn't break his fast, meaning that he got up and then davened to Hashem in davening. So this shows that the latter part of the day is supposed to be done for davening, and the beginning part we're going to, the earlier half of that afternoon, we're going to be rather laning the Torah and the Haftorah. That's the din that we see over here. Now the Gemara continues. Amar Rav from Papa Machista, Kol Shu Mishum Evel. Anything which is usher because of mourning could go in Tisha B'Av, like Tisha B'Av, which we mentioned, is really only Tainet Sibur that we have for the Bizmanas, even Begola, right? All the Dalad Enum are going to be, Chamish Enum are going to apply. The Evel, also an actual person, an actual mourner, one of the Zion Krovim, he is going to be usher from washing himself also similarly during the week of Shiva. Aser bein b'chamin bein b'tzona. So now the Rav Papa Baruch Chista is saying that this is going to be aser to wash with either cold or hot water. Kol shemin shim tainug ever anything was to fast because of pleasure, to afflict yourself from pleasure, it could go in tainus tibur b'chamin aser. Then only with hot water is it going to be aser. This is even lukewarm to be aser in this b'tzona and mutar ever with cold water that would be permitted. So that was Rav Chista wants to taina that during the tainus tibur you would be allowed to wash yourself with cold water. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Idi Bar Avin. Rav Idi Bar Avin wanted to taina. Now we can bring our proof for you in the Mishnah regarding the taina stibur, the public fast. We see in Vinol and Chatzos that they locked the bathhouses. Seemingly, this is a raya, that hot water is used only in a bathhouse. And since the Mishnah is discussing only hot water, we can infer that cold water would in fact be mutter. So the Gemara says, Amar le Abaye v'i b'tzonin aser. We're going to tell me the Mishnah is talking about that in cold water is going to be aser. Socher is an aser by the Mishnah. No, that you should. So then, meaning if the real iser really was an iser of cold water as well, so what would they tell you, that the rivers are aser? They're going to lock up all the rivers. Obviously, there's no way to do that. It's impossible. So there's no dik from the Mishnah because there would be no way to look the lashon of closing up all the cold waters. We're just telling you lock up the things that we're in control of, which is the bathhouses and who adin that it's aser to wash yourself in cold water as well. So therefore, Rabbi rejects the proof. So the Gemara says, Amar of Shishi, brother of Idi, Abba hachi kashilei, my father of Idi, this is what he was bothered by in the Mishnah. Rav Idi was, this is why he was medayik this way, because michti, tznan aser berchitza. The Mishnah, we learned in the Mishnah that it's aser on a public fast day to wash yourself. Rashi is saying that this is the beginning. There's no distinction between hot water and cold water. So then why? So then Noel and Merchatzos, Lama, I said, I already know there's an issue to wash yourself with both cold and hot water. Why would the Mishnah then need to tell me a seemingly superfluous statement that they're locking the bathhouses? For not being the fact that you're teaching me some other halacha, b'chamin aser b'tzonin mutter, that it's going to be on an ordinary public fast, it's going to be aser to only wash yourself with hot water. However, washing yourself with cold water would in fact be permitted. So that's what he's understanding. Rashi points out, he didn't entertain the possibility that the Mishnah was just telling us some precautions that he should do. He's understanding it's a real statement of a chiluk by telling us that dafka, the bathhouses, should be locked up, which is implying that the cold water should be mutter. So it's important to know with this whole sugya, we're going to go and bring riots back and forth, that Allah Lameisa, that we pointed out that only during Tisha B'Av, these chamishanim are going to apply. So, that would be a shayla of how this nowadays. So then you're going to on what about Shiva? So that's pasha by Tisha B'Av that we're going to say Chamin and Sonin. We're going to see based on these gemaras that's totally aser. But what about Shiva Sabatama's Sarbateva is coming up a little bit and Tzom Gedalia? What about these halachas? So that's a Tosos point out that in name of the Rav Yoah, that Tosos hold that these would be mutter on these days to bathe in hot water. However, Rav Yoel quoted by Tosos, he argues and says that no, during those fasts that we would be not allowed to wash ourselves in cold or hot water, like we would, like the same halachas by Tisha B'Av. So halacha l'maisa, the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch and Tav Kuf Nun, Shulchan Aruch Siv Beis, Shulchan Aruch tells us that we are mekel. We hold like the first day of Tosos that you do not, there's no issue of taking a shower in hot water during the Dalat Tzomos. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes a Baal Nefesh should be machmir. He has other cheshbonos also in the Shaar Tzion. He explains that the fact that really these Dalat Tzomos are also would have the same halachas of Tisha B'Av if things were really bad, and he's pointing out that things are pretty bad and the goyim are still ruling over us. So anyway, he thinks that a Baal Nefesh should be machmir. Even quotes a Deah in the Shaar Tzion over there that you should even be yom. Okay, that is the opinion of that Baal Nefesh should be machmir maker. Then we hold it's mutter to shower, but there is this chumra out there in the Mishnah Berurah that one maybe even for the Dalits almost, even for Shavasar Batamas and the like, and Sar Batavis, which should be machmir as well, not necessarily taking a hot shower. That is a shita that is brought down. Rosalvichik famously held, based on the Gemara, we actually might get to a little bit in inferences, that the Dalits almost, if it was a time of Eis Tzara, like the Holocaust, he held that they should all have the dinim of Tisha B'Av. That they should all have those the Chamishay Nuyim, and you should become Mod Yom and all the and Isra Ikar Adin. That's actually how he held in America. I think he wasn't as prominent, people don't know him as much back then. In the 40s, he's still younger, but still, I think that's how he held in the 40s as well in America when there was Eitz Tzara for Klal Yisrael. Okay, either way, the Gemara now continues now. The Gemara says that again, we're saying that this was answering for Rav Idi, that really it's going to be mutter to bathe in cold water on this Tanis Tzibor. So the Gemara says, we could bring a Braisa that's supporting Rav Chista, because the Mishnah tells us, Kol Chayavei Tfilos, that anyone is obligated to go into a mikvah, Kol Tovek Adarkan can go the regular way which they normally go, meaning you don't have to postpone going to the mikvah, bein b'Tisha B'Av, bein b'Yom HaKippurim. Even on Tisha B'Av, even on Yom Kippur. This is referring to, let's say, the Halacha Maisa, this actually be a Shaila, of a Nida. If a Nida is it's her time to go to the mikvah, so the Brace is telling us that she would be allowed to go on Yom Kippur. Now, how does this work? If there's an Isser, there's a Chogas we've shown him, whether the Isser, on Tisha B'Av, we can't, they're abundant, so they're like, you could say, hey, Mamre, hey, Mamre, they weren't goes there on a mitzvah, the race of going to the mikvah. However, when it comes to When it comes to Yom Kippur, we're talking about an Isra Daraisa of Rechitza, of washing yourself on Yom Kippur would be a Din Daraisa. How could it be that this would be Mutter? So we see apparently only the Rechitza Shel Tanug would be included in the Isra Daraisa. And that's another proof for that, is that we see that even a Melech, this is an even stronger question, a Melech and a Kala are allowed to wash themselves. If there's an Isra Daraisa, what Hetra do they have? Ella, Mishnah Berurah said that it's there, it's Masr Nakasuv Lechachamim, that they'd be allowed to wash themselves. Or he answers that maybe only washing your whole body, that would answer for the Melech, obviously not for the Tefillah's Mitzvah, but that would answer for the Melech and the Kala. Question of going washing yourselves. Again, we're actually very makbid about this, and we don't hold to this concept of we really hold tefillah bezana might be a mitzvah. But as Tosas already pointed out in Beitza and other places, Tosas point out in Bezmana Zeh anyway that we have the five and the seven. We don't have a real tefillah bezmana because really, if a woman is not we're choshesh that a woman is really is going to azava and azava gadola. So then that's why we're choshesh more. So we have extra chumras that we don't have tefillah bezmana anyway. Bezmana Zeh according to Ben Yerushalmi. Even if we did, we're machmir that those are only 2 days a year that the mikvah is closed. The mikvah is closed 2 days a year. It's closed on Tisha B'Av, and it's closed on Yom Kippur, Leil Yom Kippur, and Leil Tisha B'Av. Those are the 2 days a year where the mikvah is closed. So now again, so we're holding maker then, though, again, that they are allowed to tovel. So we say, B'mai, so what are they allowed to go to the mikvah? So Eli, B'chamin, you're going to tell me they're allowed to go in hot water. So the Gemara asks, Tefillah B'chamin Me'ika, is there a concept that you could go into water in hot water? We're assuming now that the way that it would have heated up would have for sure made it She'uvin Ninu. That is water that's drawn. We know, according to Moshe Jonah and almost everybody, that there's an that the psul d'oraisa, that if your mikvah has drawn water, if you go to the roof, I keep a big bucket and I collect all the water and then I pour it into my mikvah that I want to use. That's the psul of she'uvim. That's drawn water. That's a psul d'oraisa according to almost all the Rishonim. Maybe one day that says psul d'orana, but almost everybody holds that that's an psul d'oraisa. So we see that we're assuming that the way that you would have the water that you heat it over a fire, how are you going to do that? You're going to heat it up in a kettle, whatever it might be, in a big thing, and you're going to pour it into the mikvah. That's clearly going to be possible. So we must be talking about going into a cold mikvah. Only people who are allowed, specifically because of tefillah bezman and mitzvah, are going into the mikvah. In a shachwini lo, that another person may not bathe for pleasure, even in cold water. So the Gemara says, lechora, this is a raya for chista. So the Gemara says, lo nitzucha ella lecha meitveria. No, the Braisa is teaching you a different chiddush. It's teaching you that on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, that the days where those tefillah mitzvah is going to be mutter, that you're allowed to, even there, you would be allowed to go into the hot springs of Tveria, which are going to be considered a halachic, a natural spring. So since it's naturally heated, then it's going to be mutter to go in these mikvahs. However, anyone else is allowed to wash himself with cold water on these days, and there would be no raya necessarily for Rav Chista. We see over here also, besides Rechami Teveria, that there would be a concept that we're afraid that most water heated would be she'uvim. So the Mordechai quotes that based on this Gemara over here, that heated water is not allowed to be added to a ready pre-existing valid mikvah. So that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch as well. That's quoted in Shulchan Aruch because we're afraid people are going to think that they used it to heat it up. So that would be to adding in that way is going to be a problem. I think that's only adding it, but obviously, as I said, we're making on having hot mikvahs, but heated mikvahs. To heat up the water that was kosher water just with a heater, that's going to be mutter. But to add a hot water, you're allowed to add shuvim once you already have the 40 sa. But even to add hot water, that would be problematic in the Mordechai's understanding based on the Gemara over here. So now the Gemara says though, ihachi, but if that's going to be the proof that the Braisa is telling us the hot water bathing of the Chamei Tveria, Ema Seifa, let's look at the Braisa of the Seifa, the end of the Braisa, which says, Skana Kohanim was the second in charge of Kohen Gadol. If the Kohen Gadol had any psul, he takes over the duties. He's like the second in charge, like the vice president, Lavdil. So Kedayu based Elokeinu Abed Alav Tefila Pamachas B'Shanai. So he says that it's worth it for Kilo, like it's worth it for the house of Hashem, for the Beis Hamikdash that we lost, to not do a Tefila Bezmana one time a year. Meaning that on Tisha B'Av, when we were commemorating the Korban Beis Hamikdash, it's G'day not to go to the mikvah. So now the Gemara says, V'iyam, right? Rachad Zibachan Mutter. So if you're going to tell me that even on Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to go in cold water, even during this time, you're Chatz Besonos. So why is he telling you you're missing your tefillah implied over here, and that there's no way to tovel in a mikvah, even in cold water? Seemingly, he's telling you that, lachora, that even in cold water, it's going to be aser. So then, this lachora might be a support for Rav Chista. That would be the point. So the Gemara says, "Amar Papa, no." But Asa Delosh Chiyach Toner. Papa says that the Braisa is speaking of a case where there was no cold water available. So the Tanakama is telling you that you're allowed to go in hot water. And Rabbi Chanina, who's arguing, he's saying that in honor of the Beis Hamikdash, that even there you shouldn't go in the hot water. But he would really permit you to go in cold water, so then you wouldn't have a proof for Rav Chista. That's what the Gemara is saying, that we don't have necessarily a proof for Rav Chista. So the Gemara now says Tashma. Now we're actually going to challenge Rav Chista from another Braisa. The Braisa says Kishamru asr b'malacha. When the Chachamim said that on a public fast day it's asr to work, lo amru ela b'yom, only during the daytime, ababalayla mutter, that the night before is going to be mutter. Rashi proves from this brisa that the night before, Tisha B'Av, that l'chora me'ikra din, it's not going to be asr to work. That's only going to be during the daytime. Rashi points out, though, that you shouldn't publicize this psak, that the Rabbanim shouldn't start saying, darshan out that you're allowed to work the night before. And Rashi actually seems to be so himself, because Pesach and Rashi actually says that it's actually usher to work the night before. So the Halacha Maisa Magid of Rab says that the whole reason that you're not supposed to be working on Tisha B'Av in general is that you should be focused kol kulo on the Churban Beis Hamikdash. So he says, why would there be any difference by nighttime? So Magid of Rab rules that it's usher to work by nighttime as well. However, a normal fast day where we only the din is really beikar and focusing on going to shul in the morning, that would be mutter the night before, and in general in the evening time there would be no iser to asr work. So that's a very interesting thing. But beikar din sounds like more of a mutter, might be mutter to work. That's Rashi's diukis. Anyway, when they said that wearing shoes is going to be asr on a public fast day, lomer lebeir, that's only when you're in the city of Abaderech, mutter traveling from one place to another where you need to walk, you're allowed to wear shoes. Okay, it's also according to Shulchan Aruch, by the way, Hilchos Tisha B'Av as well. Yotza Derech Noah, that when you're going on the roads, it's permitted to wear your shoes. Nichnas Lirchol, as soon as you enter the city, because they were afraid it was bumpy or whatever, you're going to hurt your feet, then you'd have a chiyav to remove your shoes. Shamru Aser Berchitza, when they said that washing oneself is going to be Aser, Lomra Ela Kogufa, that's only your entire body. Avapanav Yadav Viraglav Mutter. However, you're going to be permitted to wash your face, hands, and feet. The same halacha would be someone who's excommunicated. He has to keep a velos, and also an avel. A mourner also has these same halachas. I want to ask now, my, what halachas are we talking about when it comes to an avel? Lava kula chor halachas, going back to all the halachas of Reisa, even the halachas of washing oneself. So according to this, then an avel is going to be permitted to bathe his face, his hands, and his feet. Am I asking, what type of water we're discussing with? Eli, mebacham, and tell me you're allowed to wash yourself with hot water, your hands, your face, and your feet. That's not true. Panav yadar raglam yisharav, amar Rav Sheshes, based on Rav Sheshes, told us, avel asr lo shit as bebachamim. Rav Sheshes told us that a mourner is asr to put even his finger into hot water. Ella la betzonin. So the Braisa Lachora is speaking of washing yourself with cold water, and therefore it's putting, in this case, only cold water. This is against Rav Chisda, who held that on a public fast day, one may wash his entire body with cold water. But I'm telling you, only here, only your face, your hands, and your feet, not your entire body. So Gemara says, lo, that's not a correct assumption from the Braisa. Lo la mechamin. Really, the Braisa is telling you that you're allowed to referring to kids washing yourself in hot water. But the Kakasha left, we're going to ask Kakasha, that how can you answer this with Rosh Hashanah halacham, the principle that we know, that an aval is not allowed to wash any part of his body with hot water. Chinata madun eva, that you say you found it with halachas, a manuda eva, an excommunicated person and an aval, that's not going on the halachas of washing yourself, a sha'arikai. That statement's going back to the other halachas that we mentioned in the Braisa, the height of working and wearing shoes, but not with regards to washing yourself. The Isser against Rechitza, which the Bryce is telling us, is only talking about a public fast day on hot water is going to be washing permitted, even your hands, your face, and your feet. Cold water is going to be permitted your entire body, and therefore there's no raya against Rav Chisda. The Braisa would not be contradictory to what Rav Chisda told us. And Rashi points out also that the Braisa is telling us that the lachas of washing in case of an avel, that would be, again, would also be lining up with Rav Sheshes, that said an avel is not allowed to wash himself with any hot water whatsoever. So the Gemara says, Tashmas, we learn also another raya against Rav Chisda. The Amar Rabbi Abba Kohen, Mishum Rabbi Yossi HaKohen, Rabbi Abba Kohen, same name Rabbi Yossi HaKohen, Maise, once happened, Umeisu Banov Shor Rabbi Yossi Ben Rabbi Chanina, that the sons of Rabbi Yossi Ben Chanina died, and he washed himself all 7 days. So Rabbi Yossi Lachora was telling us that a mourner is allowed to wash his entire body in cold water. Again, that would indicate that a mourner is allowed to wash his entire body in cold water against Rav Chisda. So now the Gemara says, no, hasam k'shechavu alav ahava. So this halacha is different. This halacha over here is referring to where he had actually one avelos after another avelos. Immediately one after the other. Nebuch, one son sounds very sad. So his two sons died. One died and then Shiva ended it right away. The next son died. So then that would be extension of his Shiva. Then we were allowed to have special halachas. As we know, the son of the Braisa tells us, tachvu alav, avelav, zechazet. So if there's one Shiva immediately followed by the other, there's extra kulas. Hech bitar mekel batar. That if his hair, because he had to grow his hair so long, then he's allowed to cut it up a little bit with a razor. Mechabes kusum mayim. And also, you launder your garments with water. Apparently, this is specific halachas. Again, in these cases, the Brisa is telling us a special kula for haircutting and laundering. We can assume Rabbi Yossi was allowed to wash himself. Under normal circumstances, an Avel would not be allowed to wash himself even with cold water. So that would not be against Rav Chista. And where's the Amar Rav Chista? Bisar, Rav Chista also just points out that this Mishnah, which is telling you that it's cutting with a razor, Avalam Misbrayim, not with scissors, meaning you're supposed to do a chilag. Even though you're cutting your hair, you should still do something as a shinoi, something which is a different than a normal way that you do things. Bimayim, Rav Chista is telling you that with water, Avalam Neser, Avalam Chol, not with a Neser, sometimes a soil or a sand, as the normal way that you would cleaning ages white in your clothing. Again, you're supposed to do a shinoi to show it's not the same way. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Avel, Mutter, Lirchot, Betzodain, Kol, Shiva. The mourner is allowed to wash his entire body with cold water during the entire 7 days of mourning. Midi to have abaser v'charma, just sound like meat and wine. He's mutter to have it during the shiva. So too, up the Gemara even says in Markata that the whole reason that we have wine is to be menachem avelim, to give them that they're so depressed a little wine just to make them not to be in such a state of depression. So we see that would be the halachas by meat and wine. So too, he's comparing it to halachas of washing. You should be able to wash yourself in cold water. Meisive, they have a kasha on Rava from the Braisa. The Braisa tells us. In a Bulgaris, Russia, the Navel is Atzma, a Bulgaris, someone who's Bulgaris, she's the age of 12 and a half. A Naira is from the age of, a Tana is from till the age of 12. Then we know Bas Mitzvah is when she's a Naira. Naira is from the ages of 12 to 12 and a half. A Bulgaris is then from the age of 12 and a half and onwards, there's different halachas. When all the halachas of Naira, right, all these things of Nairas in the Torah, that's from the age of 12 and 12 and a half. A Bulgaris is someone who's considered fully marriageable age. Again, they're much more mature than they are now. These people got married much younger. So Bulgaris is considered someone who's, she's in Shidduchim ready. So she is not permitted to make herself unpresentable. But may Evelavia during, this is a Shailavia. What does it mean? May Evelavia? When her father's mourning somebody else, or it's her own mourning, it's Machalgar Shonim over here, her own mourning for her father. But let's assume it's just her own mourning for her father. So that when, that's at the end of the day, she's afraid. Want her to look, she's going to look terrible. Her name is going to go out that she's a very ugly girl and she's in Shidduchim right now. That's very bad for her. So we want her to be able to have a Shidduch. So she should not make herself look ugly. It's interesting. Machlokas Rishonim, is it Isser or is it just that she's just allowed to if she doesn't want to? Tos understands the Lashon of the Braisa that Lechora just means that she's not obligated to have the same halachas. If she so chooses, it wouldn't necessarily be an Isser. No, the Ritva says no, that it's an Isser for her to make herself not look good, even though she's very sad about her father. She doesn't care of a Siyat HaShemayim. Nope. Says Ritva that the halacha over here would be that it's Usser. That's just how far we take it. Again, we have to be clear and cautious for Bas Israel that she should find Shidduchim. That's how important Shidduchim are. Ha, Nara, however, what's the implication? No, a Nara, since you were not afraid, she's not in the age of Shidduchim, she's not in the Parsha yet, so then she's not really going to get married. Russia, she's permitted to make herself unpresentable during this mourning period. And then Lechora, she'd be chayav to observe all the halachas of mourning, even if they're going to detract her appearance. The Gemara says, Mai. So what halacha is going to be mekel for a Bulgaris as opposed to a Nara over here? What's the difference? La berachit Lechora, talking about washing yourself. Mai. Now, Eli, Bechamim, and tell me that you're going to wash with hot water. In a Bulgaris, Russia, the Bulgaris is also not permitted to make herself Lechora. It can't be that she can wash with hot water. And also, we know further that it's usher generally for an avel to put even his finger into hot water. You're not supposed to have hot water when you're in the state of avelus. And we know that that she can also wash herself and make herself look as just presentable. Ritva points out just as presentable in a cold water. It's not going to ruin it. She'll look the same. She's uncomfortable for her. That's her fault. If she's in avelus right now, we don't want her to be comfortable. So that's not our problem. Our problem is that she doesn't look good. That she could do just as easily with a cold water. So it says the Gemara, Lechora, we're talking about the halacha that we're relaxing is the halacha of cold water, as opposed to a Naira implication is that a Naira is usher to wash yourself even within cold water, and that'd be a kasha and Rava. So Gemara says, no, the halacha is the brace, that cool has nothing to do with washing yourself. Rather, the brace is going on akicho vel pirchos. The halacha of literally painting the eyelids, meaning putting on eye shadow, whatever it's called, and braiding her hair, that which is normally usher for avilus, for a girl, marriageable age, will allow her to do those things, but nothing to do with the halachas of cold water. And the halacha might be that cold water in a chanami, according to the Ritva, would be mutter, for like Rava had tainted. So the Gemara says, Leva Masayela, maybe bring a support for Rava. Now we just tried to ask a question on him. Let's bring a support for him now. De'amar Rabbi Abba Kohen, Mishim Rabbi Yosef Kohen, Meisu Banosh Rabbi Yosef Mechanina. There was a time where the sons of Rabbi Yosef Mechanina died. V'rachat B'tona Kol Shiva, Rabbi Yosef bathed in cold water during the entire Shiva, the entire 7 days of mourning. So Lechora, how is he allowed to bathe? Maybe he was bathing in cold water, just as the Rava told us. Amri, no. The Hasam also, Riyosi case also, was the same thing that we said before. B'shachavu, Avel Zechar Zeh, he had one morning immediately after the other. And that's why he had a special kula. D'tanya, Tachvu alav ze'achar zeh. The Braisa tells us if you have shiva right after another shiva, hechbir sara makeup atar, if his hair got very heavy, lighten it with a razor. Mechabes ksusa b'mayim. Also, you can have special kulas of washing your garments. Also, as we pointed out before, that would be, and then the same halacha that Rav Chista we're going to quote now. Rav Chista says only this batar with a razor, not the misparayim, because you have to do a shinoi. You should do it differently. B'mayim also with water. Also, we're adding oil is a type of substance used in laundry and laundering, and that was the normal way of doing it, but you should not do it with the normal way. Again, a deviation from the normal practice. We see over here that the special kulas is one as achaz. So there's no raya for Rava either. Now the Gemara is going to have an ikka de amri, is the exact opposite of Rava said to it. Amar Rava avel aser b'tzaron kol shiva, that a mourner is actually aser to bathe even in cold water during the 7 days of mourning. That only washing the entire body, washing part of your daim raglayim v'panav b'tzonin with cold water, that would be mutter even in this version. So that would be what Rava says. Over here, the opposite. So Gemara says ma'ishnav basar yain. So Gemara asks, how is this different than meat and wine, which the mourner is allowed to do? There he's doing it to remove his anxiety. As we pointed out, that's the whole reason that he's supposed to have wine. So that's why he's doing it. However, for the water, washing yourself, there's no dispensation for a heter. There's no reason to be mako on washing yourself. So Gemara says, Lema Mesayel, that will bring a proof for Rava. So we're going to bring what we brought as a kasha in the other way. Now we're just doing everything the opposite. We're bringing a raya from the Bulgarian case. She's not permitted to make herself unpresentable during Shiva. Hanara Rasha, however, Naira is permitted. Now the Gemara says, Mai, what's the case now? Elim, you're going to tell me it's with hot water. Ina Bagaris Rasha, she's not permitted to make herself unattractive. That would be even with hot water. Gemara of Chista, Aval Asur Lashut. There's no chiddush there. There's no chiddush that she's not allowed to use hot water. That's going to be awesome for everybody. So Ella, the Abatunin, that must be the special kula that we gave to the Bulgaris, is the case of washing herself even in cold water. Mashma, everybody else is usher to wash yourself in cold water. That's the raya for Rava. So the Gemara says, so no, that's El Azim Azamin, El Abitzoin, and where's it low? No, the Golof is going on, we saw before, there's no Raya from here, because maybe the Bryce is talking about Akil Chavar Pirchus, doing the eyeshadow and braiding her hair. That's normally permitted that's normally Asr for other Avelim. However, for her, a special dispensation is going to be Makel because she's in Shaduchim, so there'd be no Raya for Rava from this Bryce. So where it says Amar Rav Chista Zosomeres, that this we can make a conclusion from over here, that when you're in terms of putting on cosmetics for this woman, Alvel Aser b'tachbosis kol shiva, that a mourner's aser from laundering the entire 7 days. And comparing the two, that we see something that's enhancing your beauty, which also is enhancing your appearance, is also wearing clean clothing. That's why it's aser to do laundry as well. Any activity that's going to enhance a person's appearance is also going to be aser. Now the Gemara says, v'hilchasa, how are we going to paskin? Avil aser l'chotz kol gufa, bein b'chamin, bein b'tzona. The halacha is that an avil is aser to wash themselves either with hot or cold water, kol shiva, during the entire days of shiva. That is halacha l'maisa. That's how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, that avil is aser to wash yourself, for even with cold water, take a cold shower, is also aser me'ikar adin. Now there might be special kulas, that I think Rav Soloveitchik and others have kulas bizman hazeh. And Rosh Shafter was not so into it, actually, interestingly enough. That we're all istinists, basically we're in brachos, that we might be special coolers for istinists, maybe with cold water, to make it a little bit, maybe try not to do your whole body, but part of your body, because people shower every day. There might be kulas regarding this halacha. Everyone should consult the Rav. Only the halacha v'lo l'maisa. Nobody should be in a velos. But that is how we paskin over here. Avapanav yadav v'raglav. Washing your face, your hands, and your feet. Bechamin aser with hot water is going to be aser. Betzonin is going to mutter. Whatever with cold water is going to be mutter. Meaning as long as it's not your whole body, just washing your hands, your face, and your feet, that would be mutter only with cold water. Avalasuch, however, anointing yourself. Afila kol aser. Even a very, very minimal amount is going to be aser. However, if it's just remove the filth, that is going to be mutter, and that's halacha ma'aseh as well, that to just remove things, or if it's from a medicinal purpose, obviously those cases would be mutter. Now the Gemara is moving on to another topic, back in the halachas of fasting, which is, where do daven aninu? Where do you daven the tefillah of aninu? Where do we put in the tefillah of aninu during a fast day? So the Gemara says, Adabre Rav Yehuda l'Rav Yitzchak Bere. Rav Yehuda took his son on a walk together, Vidarsh, and now what do they talk about? Learning. They were learning, Yalchet Shekiba Alav Tainis, an individual accepted the finest amount himself. Mismalo Shel Tainis, he says Aninu of a Tainis. Now, where should he say this in Shmoneh Esrei? Bein Goel Arofe, between the bracha of Goel Arofe, as it's usually done as a separate bracha, when you daven Betzibur, as we know. So that's where you should say this bracha, between the 7th and 8th bracha. The Gemara says, Maski, the Rav Yitzchak has a kasha, though. So Rav Yitzchak has a kasha on his father. An individual is allowed to make his own separate bracha. An individual is not important enough to make an action of bracha in his own private Shmoneh Esrei. Ella, Amar Rav Yitzchak with Shomea Tefillah. Rav Yitzchak says that you should say it in Shomea Tefillah. Chinam Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes also said you should say it only in Shomea Tefillah. In Rav Sheshes, Shomea Tefillah. In Shomea Tefillah, you add in Aninim, not a separate bracha, just as another Tefillah. Aninu, Hashem Beyond Sarasinu, right? I give you Sarah Gadol. That whole Tefillah, you should say it in Aninu. In Shmakaledu. So Gemara asks on Rav Yitzchak, and Rosh Hashanah, Mesiv and Kasha, both of them, The Braisa says, "Ein ben yachil etzibah." There's no difference between an individual and the public with regards to a tefillah on a fast day. Ela shezem espalah shmona esrei, except that the individual is davening shmona esrei and inserting anenu with the bracha in shemayat tefillah. Vezem espalah tshay esrei, whereas when you're davening in public, is referring to davening 19 brachas, but since anenu is going to be said separately between the bracha of goel lerofe. So just to point out, Rashi points out the obvious question. Normally we have 19 brachas, and it's the number up. But the Gemara always refers to it as, even though we added the takana later of the lamal shinim, and that bracha was added later, that was only going to be done, that's only done later, so we usually will refer to 18 and 19. Really, for us, the same halacha would be 19 and 20. Really, it means 19 and 20, because on a normal Shemoneh Esrei, during a normal day, weekday, we'll daven 19 brachas, we're adding an inu, that would mean that you're davening 20. So that would be the difference. So Gemara says, now, what are these two terms in the Braisa? My yachid, what does it mean individual? My tzibur, what does it mean by public? In la yachid, mamish, you're going to tell me that an individual versus an actual individual who is davening Shmoneh Esrei on a fast day for himself, the tzibur shliach tzibur, and a shliach tzibur, and the tzibur meant that davening the shliach tzibur, he's davening the chazaras hashatz. Hanet shayesrei, that the number that you should be saying when you're doing chazaras hashatz on a fast day, 19, as shinvar ba'avu, it should be a number of 24 total brachas. We're going to see later on in the Mishnah on Tes Vavim Ra'av, it's going to tell us that you have six extra brachas were added to the Shmoneh Esrei during a public fast day that they would say. So the Gemara says, Ella, so it can't be that we're talking about chazaras hashatz. Rather, love hachakamar must be that this Bryce is telling us, in ben yachid, the kibbutz of tainis yachid, that when there's no distinction between an individual accepted upon himself a personal fast, liyachid shivul of tainis sibur, as an individual who accepted upon himself a public fast, an individual who fasting on a public fast day, elash zemes balash shmona esrei. Except for the individual who undertakes a personal fast, he says 18 brachas of shmona esrei, vezemes balash shai esrei, and the individual who has accepted upon himself a public fast day, he's going to say 19 brachas in a shmona esrei, adding aninu as a separate bracha. So the Gemara asks the Kasha now, again, this is a Kasha of Yitzchak, because Shemamina, Yachid Kovea Bracha Latzmo, that we can see from here that an individual can establish a separate bracha in Shmoneh Esrei, at least where he accepted upon himself a public fast day. This bracha would be against Rav Yitzchak, who said that you should say it in Shema Kaleinu and not as a separate bracha when you're davening by yourself, meaning when you're not saying Chazaras Hashatz. So Gemara answers, no, he can answer that the public over here doesn't refer to a person who accepted upon himself a public fast day. Rather, the Olam Emalach Shliach Tzibur, referring to Chazaras Hashatz. The Kasha left, we're going to ask me a question. Shliach Tzibur, Eshim V'Arba Mitzali, that Shliach Tzibur says 24 brachas when he's referring to the Chazaras Hashatz. The Gemara answers, no, Begimel Taniyos Rishaynos. The Rabbi is referring to the first three public fast days that were done by drought. The Leika Eshim V'Arba, on those days where there is no 24 brachas, the first set of the three fasts, those brachas are only on the second and the third set, not on the first set. So therefore, the Braisa is telling us that the difference would be on those brachas. There's no proof against anenu as a separate bracha. Rather, it's talking about the first set of fasts. But the Gemara says, "V'lo v'ha ein bein ktani." But wait a second. We say ein bein gimel rishonos the gimel elah shav elu mutarin b'asias malacha vel elu sirs b'asias malacha. There's no difference between. There's no distinction between the first three and the middle three fasts, except for these three, they have permitted to perform work, and the other ones are not. So halacha of dalad, which implies that the 24 brachas you're going to be saying on your Shmoneh Esrei, zevez ha-shavin, that the first series and the middle series would be equal, just as the first 24 said it, so too, the other one would be saying all. So even on the first term, so the Gemara says, lechora, that would be a problem. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with the Gemara's, again, the Gemara's asking Akasha that lechora, even on the first set of fast days, you should be saying it. So the Gemara, let's just try to answer quickly. Tana v'shir. Rather, we left over other distinctions. Gemara says, my shir. What, the high shear? Which other ones? So it doesn't, usually when you say tana v'shir, you left out multiple things. What's the difference between the first set of fasts and the second set of fasts? We're saying that this halacha is different, that the Mishnah just left it out as a distinction. And the Gemara says, v'su, that's not only true. You can't leave out one thing. It has to be multiple things left out. And the second kasha is, ha'ein bein ketani. The Braisa is saying that there's no difference between expression, which is telling you that there is no other halachas that are different, implying that they should be the same 24 brachas in Shmoneh Esrei. So the Gemara therefore says, ela, tana be'isuri kamairi, betfilos lo kamairi. That rather, the Tana over here, the Braisa is telling us that the distinction is that we're talking about the Isurim of the fast days, not the actual tefillahs. The tefillahs are fundamentally different. Or I give another answer. During the middle stages, maybe also you don't daven the 24 brachas according to this. Only in the last set of fasts, the last set of the three sets of fasts, that's when you would say the 24 brachas, and there would be no kasha on Rav Yavir Yitzchak. Be'ez Hashem will pick up with Vilom in tomorrow's daf.